All right, good afternoon. It is 1:32 p.m. on February the 26th. I am Commissioner Zach Brooks. Joining me is Commissioner Leslie Van Beek. We have a conditional rezone up before us today, CR2024-004. I'm on the wrong page. DSD staff and any additional staff report and any additional exhibits received by the established materials deadline have been posted on the county's website on the land use hearing page for anyone to review. Before we begin testimony, are there any declarations pertaining to this application, such as conversations or meetings outside of this hearing received by any commissioner?
Thank you, Chairman. No.
No for myself. Is there any commissioner who, for reasons of a conflict of interest, requests to be excused from participating in this specific decision?
Thank you, Chairman. No.
And no for myself. All right. And for the record, only the applicant is here, so we are going to bypass pretty much everything. You guys look like you'll behave yourself, so I can skip all that kind of language. Okay, we will do the oath of affirmation.
DM Lister, Emily Gunn. Brett Fredrickson, Thank you.
Okay, so since you guys are the applicants, you get to go first in this process, so you can step forward here and have a seat, and please make sure the green light on the microphone is well lit, and speak into it like this so we can get a good recording of what you have to say for us. Oh, and then please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Brett Fredrickson. Address is 21004 Foggy Lane, Caldwell, Idaho, 83605.
Is that thing on?
The green light.
Try pushing it and see if it illuminates.
Oh, it looked like it was.
There we go.
Try again?
No, you're good. We got it.
Okay. So we're applying for a conditional rezone. Just to explain what we're doing. We currently have 2.7 acres, and we're proposing to split that current lot into two separate parcels with 1.4 acres remaining with the existing home and 1.3 acres for the new parcel. If you look at the map there, you'll see a blue line. That is the current irrigation path that runs along the property. We do have surface water rights that we would plan to divide evenly between the two. If you look to the middle of the picture there, you'll see Foggy Lane. That is the easement that is a private lane for us. One of the things that was discovered with our application was that we didn't have legal access to the property, and so that's something we've been working on with our title company and our attorneys. So I actually do have a new easement agreement and a road user and maintenance agreement that was signed. It has yet been to be recorded, so that's something that we're working on and know will be a condition of the rezone.
Okay.
If you look up to the top of the picture there, there is some gravel pits, and so that is one thing that we are aware of and the future buyers of the new lot are aware of, and so I think that was also a condition of the rezone, is just making sure that all parties are aware of being next to that industrial site there. Other than that, I feel like it's a pretty straightforward request. That's all that I have for you guys.
Do you have any questions, Commissioner?
When did you submit your RUMA, or is that new information you're bringing today for the development staff?
So that is new information today.
Okay, so Dan, you'd be looking at that.
And through the chair, so even if it wasn't conditioned, there's two processes they go through. Next is the land division process and also building permit. There's two ways we capture and make sure they have legal access in a RUMA. So it's up to you if you want to add a condition or have that now, or know that it's in the FCOs that you'll sign if you approve this, that legal access will be determined prior to commencement of a dwelling on that other property.
Okay, thanks for that. And then I pass this property every day because I'm in proximity.
Okay.
And so that flag lot that's created is simply so to allow a driveway for you to get in there, right?
The
what, flag lot?
On the south side?
The south side, yep. It would be a long driveway into that lot, yep.
Yep. And so you own the existing home that's there. You're wanting to sell off. I'm just saying it back to you.
Correct.
Yeah. That mining operation is really something.
Yeah, so, it really is.
Yeah.
And it seems like it'll be there a long time.
It seems like it, yeah. So anyway, thank you for your testimony. Chairman, I reserve the right to ask additional questions once I hear staff's presentation.
Okay, I don't have any questions. Emily, you're up.
Okay, I guess I do not. All right. Good afternoon, Board of Canyon County Commissioners. Today I'm presenting a proposed conditional rezone for parcel 3407011 with case number CR2024-0004. The applicant requests a conditional rezone of the subject property, which is approximately 2.71 acres, from the agricultural zone in R1 zone to the conditional rezone single-family residential zone. The request includes a development agreement restricting development to two parcels and restricting secondary residences. The property is currently partially zoned agricultural and partially zoned single-family residential with their future land use designation of industrial in our comp plan. The property was partially rezoned R1 in 2011. The division that created the property was recognized via AD 2018-0121. The property is associated with two parcel numbers due to being two different tax code areas. It's not actually split. It's just that's where the assessor maps things out. The parcel was within the city of Middleton's impact area at the time the P&Z FCOs were signed, but it is no longer in an impact area. So the FCOs would just be adjusted to take that out of the FCOs. The P&Z Commission heard the case on December 4th, 2025 and recommended approval with four conditions as shown in attachment A of the FCOs, which includes limiting the parcel to one division, limiting secondary residences, and adding a note to the recorded survey associated with the land division that states current and future property owners understand they are choosing to live in an industrial area, which may include noises, smells, dust, vibrations, traffic impacts, and lights that may be a nuisance to residential uses. This is the conditional rezone criteria found in Kenny County Zoning Code 0706-076A. The next several slides identify the Planning and Zoning Commission's answers to the eight conditional rezone criteria questions. The future land use plan in the 2030 Canyon County Comprehensive Plan and City Middleton's Comprehensive Plan designate the parcel as industrial, but the properties to the east and south have a future zoning designation of rural residential. Additionally, the City of Caldwell has several subdivisions in the plotting process to the south and contain residential and mixed-use zoning that will further trend this area towards being more residential. The area north of the subject property has been industrial in nature due to the ongoing gravel pit operations, which is likely why the comprehensive plan designates the subject property as industrial. However, further development and industrial development south of the existing gravel pit operations would likely be obtrusive to the existing and future residential parcels south. Therefore, having the subject property continue to serve as a transition between the residential uses south and the industrial operations north will help group together industrial uses without having a negative impact on the area and be in harmony with the comprehensive plan's goals and policies on compatibility and character. The land uses within 1 mile of the subject property vary between industrial, residential, and agricultural uses. The subject property is within 0.34 miles of City of Middleton's limits. The closest annex properties are found to the west and are zoned light industrial and mixed use. The City of Caldwell's limits are found 0.07 miles to the south of the property. The closest annex properties to the southwest and southeast are currently approved to be residential subdivisions. The annex properties further south, closer to Highway 2026, such as McAllister and Eagle Rock, are likely to be mixed-use commercial and residential subdivisions per correspondence with City of Caldwell. The anticipated development within both cities will further trend this area to contain more residential and commercial uses. Despite nearby gravel pits and industrial uses, the anticipated development is more appropriate than the agricultural zone based on these development trends. Within one mile of the subject property, the current plotted subdivisions and subdivisions in plotting have an average lot size of 0.39 acres and 0.31 acres, respectively. The applicant is proposing an average lot size of 1.37 acres, which is approximately an acre larger than the plotted lots in the area. It's not anticipated to interfere with the gravel pits to the north, as there will be a 50-foot buffer on the southern boundary of the parcel to the north of the subject property, just to buffer the gravel pit from other parcels. It's also important to note that today the property could apply for a secondary residence, which would result in the same net number of single-family residences allowed, with single-family residences restricted in the rezone. The commission also recommended restricting future division of the property and to address concerns about proximity to gravel pits, also added condition number 4, which was addressed, discussed earlier. These are some site photos of the property and the surrounding area. The photos on the slide starting on the top left show Lincoln Road facing northwest, Lincoln Road facing northeast, the single family residence on site facing south on Lincoln Road showing properties south, and facing west off of Lincoln Road showing the farm field south of the property. An individual septic system is on site currently, and one is proposed for the additional parcel. Southwest District Health will not require an MP study, and Southwest District Health does not have any concerns as long as they meet all of their requirements. An individual well is currently on site, and one is proposed for the additional parcel. Stormwater drainage is currently retained on site. The property does have surface water rights, and the applicant is planning to divide them between the parcels. The applicant stated there is an electrical power source located on Foggy Lane. Utility agencies did not comment, but it is anticipated the applicant will be able to work with utility providers to gain any additional utilities needed. Highway District number 4 has no objection to the conditional rezone, as the applicant is to use Foggy Lane's paved approach from Lincoln Road, which meets their ACCHD standard drawing and is suitable for the proposed residential use. Additionally, the Highway District finds the proposed one new residential parcel is not anticipated to impact the transportation network and it will be mitigated by traffic impact fees. The picture on the slide show the paved apron on Lincoln Road at the entrance of Foggy Lane. The subject property will have legal access via Foggy Lane. It was the private road was created in 2021 to serve the 4 parcels created by the Administrative Land Division process previously. The applicant has been working to become a part of the access agreement and reuse advance agreement, and he has a copy of that today. I just didn't receive it before the materials deadline, which is why it's not in the staff report. And then, like Dan said earlier, we'll review that at the time of land division as well and building permit stage. The proposed use is not anticipated to impact essential public services and facilities. There were no comments received by Valley View School District or Canyon County Sheriff's Office. Caldwell Rural Fire District stated the applicant can approve their request regarding as long as they meet fire code requirements. The approximate response time is 6 minutes from the nearest station. And Canyon County's paramedics responded with 3 different response times, with the closest being 4.57 minutes. The Idaho State Historical Society and Canyon County Parks Cultural and Natural Resources Department both commented due to the subject property's proximity to the Ward Massacre site. Both agencies suggested an archaeological inventory be conducted to identify cultural resources within the project area. The commission decided not to add a condition related to these 2 recommendations from the agencies. At the expiration of the materials deadline for the P&Z hearing, no public comments were received, and 12 agency comments were received, which can be found in Exhibit 3D of the staff report. At the expiration of the materials deadline for the POCC hearing, no additional public or agency comments were received. The Board of Canyon County Commissioners may approve or deny the conditional rezone or table or continue the hearing to a later date and request additional information. And here's an aerial view of the property, and I will stand for any questions you may have.
Chairman?
Yes.
I have a question, and you referenced it earlier, but Exhibit A8, which is the current road users maintenance agreement included with the packet, will be replaced by what he's providing. I guess the Whitneys have passed away and the Ludwigs no longer reside. They don't own that property. And so...
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, I think that agreement... I don't know if this will be an addition to it, the one he has, he can confirm, but or if it'll just be a new one with all the new owners, but one of the two.
Okay, thank you.
Either be a brand new one or an addendum.
Okay.
I think the way that one was written was any future owners have to, like whoever owns the properties, have to take care of the road and all have access, and then he just happened to be not included in that for some reason.
Okay, all right.
Any other questions?
I do have questions. based on the information from the Idaho State Historical Society, because I'm 30 years in this area, I'm curious why the Planning and Zoning Commission did not go ahead and pursue an archaeological survey. This has to do with the Native American tribes, which I think is important in that area to recognize. Our Parks Department is top-notch, and that came not only from our parks, but as I've indicated, Historical Society. So my question would be, I would want to add a condition for the applicant to do that.
Am I able to respond to that?
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the main reasons why they didn't recommend it at the last meeting was the historical site is not just our parcel. It's from our parcel all the way to the river. And all of the other gravel pits and businesses that are currently digging there didn't have any requirement placed on them. So they didn't feel like it would be fair to place that requirement on me and to not do that with the current businesses that operate there.
Okay, thanks for the information back.
To the chair, I think the extra information was to the property has been graded before and things like that. So there was issues of what are they really going to find there. At the same time, we don't have any code. It's guidance to work with them. But at the same time, the letter still allows the applicant to utilize them if they want to or work with them if they want to, but the applicant as well as the Planning and Zoning Commission didn't want to add a condition requiring it. Of course, the code 7607(1) and (2) allow the board to add conditions as they see fit to stipulate. So you could add a condition if you wish to.
Okay, thank you for that. I know that we had a recent incident where there was, at the park, there was some digging without approval or notice, something like that. And okay, thank you.
Would you like me to respond to your question about the easement?
You can, if that's good with the chairman.
Yeah, that's good.
You mentioned if we were going to amend the original one or replace it. The plan is to replace it with a new easement agreement with the current owners of those four parcels. So
okay. That
is what I have here, and that's what will eventually be recorded.
Awesome. Okay, thanks for that follow-up.
Any other questions?
I don't have any.
Anything else from staff?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay. So you have a rebuttal period. You basically just did some of it. If you have anything else you'd like to add or address, time is yours.
I just wanted to say thank you for hearing that presentation. I did appreciate the part where she noted what is being developed around it, and so I do think it is going to fit in with the current plans for the area with the developments to the south and other areas. So other than that, that's all that I have.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Just that, to your point, I think the ground that is south of Lincoln Road is under contract with a developer. I don't even think it's owned by farmers anymore, even though it's in active production, but it's leased ground now by farmers, not
right.
Owned by farmers. So,
correct.
Yeah, I'm aware. I think that's important to note because that is good productive farm ground, but if there's a question about that preservation of ag, so to speak, that's within an area of impact for the city of Caldwell, and they have plans for that. That was not a part of the county's decision to not preserve that outside of residential development. So thank you.
Thank you.
I have no further questions. Are you interested in closing public testimony?
Chairman, I move we close public testimony.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So now we will begin our deliberation.
And Chairman, I would just note for this that the importance of this, we've had a presentation by our Parks Department on the significance of the Ward Massacre Trail, that, and it extends not just in this area, but it goes east and then southeast up. There's a grave marker on that at the Joplin-Lincoln intersection southeast of there. And I would like to see a condition that the applicant works with our Parks Department, and you didn't have the benefit of hearing our director, but she said the purpose is not to stop or interfere with a person's right to develop. It's just there to help. You would have, I don't even want to speak for her, but it's to identify artifacts that would be in the area. And I would request that out of respect for our director and the Native American tribes, just to keep peace within the county, even though we're talking about 1854. So I am okay with the application and the conditional rezone, but I would want the applicant to contact and work with our parks director and the historical society. I think that's important as part of Canyon County history.
So how do you want to do this? Because I'm not.
Then we would, this would stalemate. We would have to either postpone.
So you are willing to jam up this entire application over this one condition?
I think that's stated incorrectly. I'm willing to have, as the county develops, a survey of our parcels of historic archaeological significance evaluated before we go forward. And I understand that gravel pit doesn't have conditions. I've looked at that before. So when that was put into place, I would hope that when those conditional use permits come up, that the county could reevaluate those with limitations and restrictions and reclamation so that it's in the best interest of people that want to live there. It's a beautiful area. But yes, that, so I'm stating it correctly, that I think we have an obligation, because we're informed users of information, to look at what it is that we're going to harvest or not, at least identify. And that's all it is an identification of artifacts that could be of significance in that area. It's pretty close proximity.
And you are willing to force us to continue this, knowing full well that it was put on the record, and you can see from the aerial that this ground has already been completely disturbed. This is not undisturbed ground.
And Chairman, the houses that are on there now are probably within the last 5 years. There's new construction on one of them, which is a very nice home. I think the home you're in was the one that was moved on to the property.
Correct.
Yeah. And then this bare parcel that would be split off, that's just been laying fallow next to the...
Can I make a comment?
Uh-huh. I guess the chairman would have to allow it. We'd probably have to reopen public testimony, but...
Yeah, we should. Let's not, because that's out of process. Okay, I'm with what's been stated on the record and what's even in the letter. I mean, I hope that the landowners will be interested in working. I don't always agree with P&Z, but I do on this one and their decision making to not attach a condition. And that kind of condition, the wording would have to be very explicit to detail what it would look like to even meet that condition. And where we have not, to my knowledge, done one like this, I'm definitely not willing to make it up on the fly during the middle of an application.
Mr. Chair, there, I did have a proposed condition in case the commission wanted to add one in the previous hearing. It's on page, page 12 of the P&Z staff report.
You have a proposed,
I just had it ready in case the Planning and Zoning Commission wanted to add it.
You need to read it?
I can read it too. I just, I had prior to an administrative land division application submittal, an archaeological inventory shall be conducted to identify cultural resources within the project area meeting the requirements of the Idaho State Historical Society. The inventory shall be conducted by an individual or firm meeting the Secretary of Interior's professional qualifications for archaeology.
And that list, I think, has been provided from the Idaho Historical Society on qualified archaeologists.
And through the chair, my understanding is HPC would work with this applicant and provide that service, so it wouldn't be
no,
a...
No,
No, they wouldn't?
No.
Oh, I thought they did.
I don't think they said that. I think they have to find.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, they have to find an individual or firm.
Okay. My understanding is wrong.
Mr. Chair and Commissioner Bambig, too, I think the Canyon County's Office for Historical Society, I think they said they could work with them on like grants and helping them with the process. I think the State Historical Society just had their standards they had in their letter, which is what this condition was based off of. I didn't recommend this at the PNCA level. I just had it just in case they wanted to add it, but like you had said, they didn't, so that's why it's just in the staff report.
No mention of timelines, costs.
Mr. Chair, I don't think in the letter they outlined timelines or costs. They did say, like, here's people we find qualified, but no.
That's right.
I think it's a good condition, Chairman, as we talk many times about.
What is the timeline?
Well, Chairman, that's why we would continue to get information with and allow Director Schwinn to provide input. I don't know.
For 1.3 acres?
Well, I think that I could turn that. It's all an interpretation. It's part of the history of Canyon County. So as we identify the uniqueness of the parcels and where it's at, this is a unique area. Parts of these have been turned down before on presentations for residential. This one is not a turn down. This one is, you have a piece of ground that's in an area where it's been identified as an archaeological significant site. It doesn't mean no, it means simply, I think that you did a really great job, Emily, on crafting that condition. It's just to identify, it's an inventory of what could potentially be there. If we look at out on Map Rock Road, we heard testimony from Nikki Schwind, who is an expert and
that
has a master's degree.
Have anything to do with this?
Well, it does. Because in that, where we've talked about disrupting the ground, where there's maybe a surface interruption, there could be artifacts that are deeper than that, including burial sites or graves. So that would be my concern.
Okay, Jenin. So we are going to need an available date to continue this until Commissioner Holton is here to break this stalemate.
And I would suggest that we have enough time to talk to Director Schwind and just get feedback from her. She's provided a good letter, but it might answer some of the questions you have about timelines and availability of archaeologists.
I will be honest with you, Commissioner Van Beek. None of that information is going to change my opinion on delaying the approval of this application, but
it might for Commissioner Holton.
What day did you have potentially, Jenin?
It looks like next Wednesday, the 4th, the afternoon.
You can't answer here. Is Wednesday afternoon on the 4th, is that open for you to be back here?
I can adjust my schedule to do that.
Okay. Is it going to be easier if we schedule it late enough so that you are back that afternoon? So as far as clerking the meeting? Okay. Okay, so 1:30 next Wednesday afternoon?
Yep, we can do that.
Does that work for you, Commissioner Van Beek?
It'll be fine.
Through the chair, do you want us to reach out to the parks and just see what a typical cost and time frame would be for something like that? Just to know?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Thanks, Dan. Are you ready for a motion, Chairman?
I think so, yes.
Okay. I move that the board continues the hearing for the conditional rezone CR 2024 2021-0004 to a date certain of Wednesday, March 4th at 1:30 p.m.
I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So with that, this meeting is adjourned and continued until March 4th at 1:30. Thank you.
Thank you.